Hi, thanks for tuning in as we take a look at some of the top topics moving forward for the week ahead. It will be the last week of Jan, so we're already basically through the first month of the year. So in no particular order, we'll take a look at some of the most important things that will influence markets and the economy. Number one will be a number of listed companies on the ASX that will be releasing updates. We've already seen over the last couple of weeks a number of companies releasing quarterly updates ahead of the February reporting season. Certainly important for investors to get a feel of how companies have certainly performed in the last 3 to 6 months. And there's certainly another roll call of stocks and companies to release updates for the week ahead. That includes the likes of Beach Energy, Fortescue Metals, ResMed and Origin Energy, just to name a few. And certainly from what we've seen this week, a strong quarterly update can certainly see a big move in a company's stock price. Zipco, certainly case in point for what we've seen over the past few days. Number two, it's COVID-19. And as we get closer to February, we're certainly seeing we're certainly getting much closer rather to vaccine approval by the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration here in Australia, for that Pfizer vaccine. We've also seen a number of days now here in New South Wales of zero locally transmitted COVID cases, so that certainly is a positive. There are some easing restrictions between borders like the likes of Victoria and New South Wales, and we could also see some easing of restrictions in New South Wales and in Greater Sydney as well next week after the Australia Day public holiday, which also will be a day where the markets here in Australia will be closed. Number three, we've got a little bit of economic data coming through as well, headlined by inflation. So December quarter inflation numbers to come through. The expectation is for prices to lift by around 0.9% of 1%, much of which is due to the fact that we've seen an increase in childcare costs. But overall, over the year, the expectation for inflation of 0.7% of 1%, so that still remains well below the RBA's target rate of 2 to 3% annual inflation. Moving on, number four, we move overseas, US earnings. So the US reporting season is a quarterly one. It's certainly been going on for the last week or so. This week we'll have a number of large US companies, tech companies as well, releasing, the likes of Apple, Tesla, Facebook, elsewhere the likes of Boeing and Visa and MasterCard and American Express as well, also releasing results. And lastly, we take a look at some of the economic data releases coming out overseas. The big one in the United States will be the Federal Reserve meeting mid to late next week with their decision on interest rates. Of course, expectation is for no move, but very important to get some of the commentary from the Fed chair. And also what we've seen previously is the Fed remains highly accommodative for economic growth, keeping rates low and also buying more assets, also very supportive of financial markets. So that's all for this particular top five. Have a great week.